This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations are at their highest point since March. CPR's John Daly says they are much lower than prior peaks of the pandemic.
The number is at 195, up 30 from the week before, and up more than 60 in the last 2 weeks. That's the biggest two-week rise in almost a year. But 2 years ago, that number was four times higher during the Delta wave. The CDC has recommended a reformulated COVID-19 vaccine for everyone age 6 months and older. Most people only need one dose of the updated vaccine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
El Paso County released a proposed balanced budget this week that includes more money for public safety. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
The County Budget and Finance Division expects to spend a little less than $483 million in 2024. A spokesperson says the budget used conservative revenue estimates to make sure the county could weather a possible recession. The budget doesn't include any significant spending cuts and boosts funding for public safety bodies, including the sheriff, district attorney, and coroner's offices. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Grand Junction is celebrating its 8th annual Downtown Art Festival today. CPR's Dina Sieg says the 2-day event kicks off this evening with a gallery walk.
The city is home to Art on the Corner, a program that showcases both permanent and temporary sculptures downtown. This year's new art pieces will be unveiled during the heart of the festival Saturday, when Main Street will close, filling with artists selling their wares and musicians and dancers performing for the public. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny for Grand Junction and much of Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.